Allahur Rahmanur Rahim, interceding for people. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, man yashfa' shafa'atan hasanatan yakun lahu naseebun minha, wa man yashfa' shafa'atan sayyi'atan yakun lahu kiflun minha. Whoever intercedes a rightful intercession will have a share of the reward, and whoever intercedes for an unjust cause will bear a portion of the burden. Intercede and you will be rewarded. Sayyidina Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that whenever a beggar or any needy person used to come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say to his companions, intercede for you will be rewarded. Many a times the needy people would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but they would be overawed, thereby being unable to express their needs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam therefore instructed the Sahaba, the companions, to intercede for such people. They would be rewarded for interceding even if their intercession was not approved. Interceding for people is sunnah in the light of the ahadith. Intercession applies in cases where a person has a need from another but cannot approach the person directly or has some difficulty in doing so. One will be entitled to the reward under all circumstances, even in cases where the intercession was not fruitful. Accepting a recompense is a sin. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever intercedes for his fellow Muslim, for which he is offered a gift, will be entering the door of the worst form of usury if he accepts the gift. A note, accepting any gift or recompense for interceding is haram and would be regarded as a form of interest according to the above ahadith. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa